Are you ready for this week's energy forecast? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow masters from beyond to speak directly through them, sharing weekly energy forecasts. Julie channels Archangel Metatron, and the Pleiadians, and Susan works with a collective conscious known as Jacob, master teachers from the Akasha. Combined, they share a beautiful energy forecast that shines the light on where your attention is best spent right now. This information is sure to help you navigate the ups and downs of being human here on planet Earth. Just being in this higher vibrational energy will help you awaken, expand, and remember your magnificence.
Everyone, hi, this is Julie Geigel, and I have the beautiful Terry Huberman with us this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Julie.
Yes, and we're excited to announce Terry is going to be our number three, our third co-host.
Yay! Yeah, so hi, Susan, guys. I'm so excited.
We're thrilled. Yeah, Susan and I have been doing it alone here for just a short while. We normally do run with three hosts for the show here with all of the channeling and all of the energy. So Terry just kind of fell in our lap, and we're thrilled.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Beautiful fit, I'm sure, I'm certain. All right, Terry, so I'm going to have you just mute yourself and stop your video. Awesome. Well, welcome, everyone. This is Angel Talk Tuesday, and we are here live every single week channeling a beautiful energy forecast for you. So this morning we've got some great information coming for you for how to best spend your energy this week. And our topic, if you will, is freedom. Freedom. So excited to hear more about what Metatron has to say about this week and freedom. But I just wanted to share a few things that I've got going on this month, some exciting stuff. Absolutely. And always, again, this is Julie Geigel. I'm an international psychic medium, trance channeler for Archangel Metatron, and spiritual counselor, and always healer. And this month, we've got an encore. Our manifesting mastermind went over so well that we decided to extend that. We're going to do an audio version, and that's coming up on the 12th. Monday, February 12th. You can find out more information on my website at juliegeigel.com. And Susan and I are thrilled to share with you our Lightworkers Spring Summer Mentorship Program coming up March 8th. Again, you can find more information and register for that over at juliegeigel.com. That's a 4-session program. We'll be meeting every other week on Thursdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And so if you've joined us in the past, you know how much fun these are. It expands your psychic and medium gifts and helps you really awaken and attune to your own spiritual team, because we are moving into new energy. This right now on this planet, we have new energy, and being able to harness the power of this new energy, step into your truth and really, really shine that light is essential, as Metatron's been channeling every single week, that the time is now. So step it up, people. We're here to help you do that. All right, you can find me again over at juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And we are ready. We are ready to get rolling with some channeling today. Okay, and so we're just going to move the camera back a little bit, and we're live over on YouTube, so be sure to take a peek if you like, interested in seeing me channel live. All right, here we go. So I'm going to ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower energy and create a pure sacred space for our trance channeling today. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are joined by the Pleiadians, who shine their love and their light upon the world. Open your heart to receive this beautiful, blessed healing today. Releasing any chains that are holding you back from being the best version of yourself. Move into your heart. Feel the expansiveness when you move out of your head and engage the heart chakra, opening to receive this beautiful energetic transmission. And this is the month of love on your planet Earth, one that we delight in, as does Julie. For love is who you are. Love is what you've come here to experience. Love is your divine life mission. Your energy is best spent this week removing the chains that are binding you, releasing any feelings of stuckness, trapped, overwhelmed. Imagine yourself in a cage, imagine that confinement, the boredom, the hopelessness, the feeling of being trapped or smothered. Restricted and confined. Now imagine with your mind you have magical powers and abilities. You hold the key to this cage. And you use that key now unlock that door, open that cage. Create a space in your life that allows you the freedom to be who you are. You are the bird. Imagine stepping out of that cage and flying freely, soaring in the sky. Feel the love, the expansiveness, the unending, infinite possibilities that are before you. You have the ability to change anything in your life that you do not like. The power is yours. It is your perception that is keeping you small or holding you back. It is the thoughts within your mind that are creating the illusion of being trapped or not being able to change, whether it's a relationship you're ready to leave or it's a career you desire to embark on. You hold the key. The power is yours. Do not allow the thoughts in your mind to dictate what you are able to do and what you are able to achieve. This week, your energy is best spent in starting where you are, creating a space in your life where you feel total, absolute freedom and control. If you are not ready to take the leap toward freedom, again, begin where you are with one small baby step moving you in the direction of all that you desire. As you begin, so too the universe begins to unveil and unleash many, many miracles in your life. You do not need to see the big picture. You only need to take the first step toward creating freedom in your life. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. This is Julie Geigel.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life, and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on ohmtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. And I appreciate your patience with me. This is my first channeling in front of live people. And I just wanted to quickly just share with you how I channel. I don't have a specific person or a guy that I channel. Since we have a huge team of people who work for us in the spirit world, I kind of put them all together and I call them Team Terry. So I channel Team Terry, which is everybody and everybody's everybody, you see, since there's the whole collective consciousness here. So that's how I work, because each of our spirit team members know how to work with each other and all of that fun sort of stuff. So that's how I work. I channel Team Terry. So let me just check in with Team Terry here for you and see what Team Terry has to say for you. Hello. We are very happy and thankful that you are giving us the chance to chat with you. We've thought a lot about how we want to come across to you. Since we're just being introduced to you, we're used to Terry, but we're not used to you. So thank you for letting us come to you. We'd love to talk to you about what it is like to feel freedom. This week, the energy is about freedom. We're going to talk a little bit about how choices and decisions can help and distribute that freedom for you. Choices are usually made from a sense of freedom, a sense of freedom from experiencing the present and not the past. When you're making a decision, it usually comes from the past. It's based on experiences that you may have had. And that's different because it keeps you in a place of always living in the past, which doesn't allow you to move forward. So when you have a choice, it means you have an option. It means you have an option to move forward. It's a gift. And therefore, we'd like to share with you how wonderful it is to make a choice. That choice which allows you to move forward. In moving forward, you have the freedom to now experience many, many new things. And with each of those new things that happen, you'll have more and more choices. And with each choice you make, you are able and capable of moving forward. Therefore, not feeling trapped. Therefore, not feeling confined, and therefore feeling a sense of freedom, a freedom in knowing that you have movement. And what we'd like to point out to you is in moving forward, you are now able and capable of truly living your life. And truly evolving your soul. And what's wonderful about that is that that brings happiness, because happiness is always often a feeling of not feeling stuck. So therefore, when you're experiencing freedom, you're experiencing movement forward. And what we love about that is it gives you a chance to move slow and be with the present. In the present, you are always creating. You are always creating the future. So when you're feeling confined, and you're feeling restriction, and you're feeling stuck, it's because there's no movement and no flow. It's at those moments where you have a lot of power. It may not feel like it at the moment, but you have a lot of power in that moment. And we'd like to share with you that when you are in that moment, you have a choice. You have a choice to either make a decision, which is living from the past, or a choice to now try something you've never tried before without fear, because fear can be restricting, and fear can come from the past of your experiences. So your freedom is for you to have a choice to not be in fear in that very moment. So when you are finding yourself in that moment of fear, take a deep breath and know that at that very moment, though it may not seem like it at the time, there is plenty, plenty, and plenty of choices that you can make. Choices to continue living in the past by deciding that you're going to continue to do the same thing, or you can make a choice to actually not do the same thing again and move forward, forward into a freedom which you may not ever have experienced before. It sounds hard, and it sounds difficult, and it sounds like it may be painful for you, but we want to ensure you that if you make a choice instead of a decision, you will move forward into that freedom, into that flow of now becoming more and more open, more and more excited, more and more hopeful, and more joyful. And it's all of those feelings and all of those emotions that allow you to move forward and therefore have that sense of freedom. this week is a wonderful week for you to make new choices, to take you down new paths, to have new experiences, so that you can feel how good it feels to have that sense of freedom, to lose that sense of restriction, to lose that sense of feeling trapped and stuck. And this is all happening for you, not to you. These are gifts for you, gifts of empowerment to make choices, not decisions. And you'll be able to sit there or lie there, breathing easily and effortlessly and continuously in and out, knowing that you're making a wise and powerful choice to have freedom, the freedom to move forward, and not the decision to continue doing what you're doing based on what's happened in the past. Those other circumstances that cause restriction and the feeling of being trapped. And there are so many areas and avenues in your life that you can move forward and have a choice to feel freedom with and in. And soon, sooner than you'd ever even imagine, it will become easier and easier for you to have and make choices, because you'll become more and more aware, more and more observant of new pathways, because more and more opportunities will come your way. Thanks, guys. That was fabulous. So thank you so much for letting my team share that with you. I'm going to just recalibrate myself here and hope that you guys have a really great week with that message, because it's really, really important to make choices instead of decisions. That was quite enlightening.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And we got a little feedback on the line, Terry, so I'm going to check my
volume is off.
Volume is off. Terry, make sure your volume's up on your computer.
Okay, so this is our... Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Angel Talk Tuesday. And I was getting feedback on the line, but it sounds great now. We are here live with you sharing beautiful energy forecasts every single week. So thank you for joining us here. And we're going to pop over to do our Facebook Live. I'm going to have Terry say a quick hello while I get our Facebook Live going on.
Hi, guys. I hope you guys can hear me well. That was a lot of fun, Julie. I've, never really done that before. So thanks for that opportunity. I hope you guys are okay with it, too. So it was fun. Awesome. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's
okay,
beautiful.
Great.
And today we are talking about freedom and, where is your energy best spent this week? And we did some channeling. Terry channeled for the very first time live.
Yeah.
That was awesome, Terry.
Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, it wasn't me, though, so I can't, take any credit for it.
Right? And for some reason, our Facebook Live is just not liking us today. We are going to go ahead, and we might have to skip that here. I'm going to try one more time, and then we're just going to move on if that's not going to work. Alrighty. Okay, so we're going to jump right into the messages. Terry, I want you to go ahead and start with what did Archangel Metatron talk about for where is our energy best spent this week?
Yes. So I have to tell you that Metatron today, last week also Metatron was spot on resonating with me personally, but Metatron started out talking about feelings that we might be experiencing of being overwhelmed and trapped, confined in boredom and hopelessness, sometimes feeling smothered and even restricted. But Metatron also said that we are the ones that have the key to unlock the door of the cage, right? Because feeling restricted, we could feel caged in. And so we, each and every one of us, has the ability to create a space to allow for the freedom to be who we are, which was really, really wonderful because we have the ability to feel the love and recognize love, unconditional, and all these possibilities before us. So we're the ones that have the control, and we can change anything in life. We have that power to do it. It's our perception that actually holds us back, and it can keep us small. So Metatron was very much like, it's not only is it up to us, but it's our perception. So Metatron went on to say that our thoughts that create that perception or can create the illusion of feeling trapped. So we may not actually be trapped, but it's our perception and the illusion of it. And that our thoughts can dictate us doing things and achievements. So it's actually the thoughts that control how that's going to come about and how we're going to go ahead and be. And again, this is all just based on our perception. Metatron also talked about this week being a really good space. A really good week to create a space in our life where we feel freedom and control. And also that if we're not ready to take that big, huge leap forward, all we really need to do is take a teeny, teeny, tiny step. And the universe will meet us in the bigger goal or in getting into that bigger picture. Because as Metatron says, when you begin, the universe unleashes miracles in your life. And all you have to do is just take that first step. And I was like, oh, Metatron, you're going to make me cry. I love that. So that was really, really lovely. That was really nice. Yeah.
And I just want to say that we are taking live callers. And so if you're listening live, we would love to have you join us over here on Om Times Radio, and you can dial in. And we would love to give you a free psychic reading today at 1-202-570-7057. Again, our dial-in number is 1-202-570-7057. And we are sharing a beautiful energy forecast to help you navigate the ups and downs of being human here on planet Earth. Yeah. And yeah, I loved that visual imagery when Metatron talked about imagine being that caged bird, being in that cage, and that restriction, that feeling of hopelessness and boredom. And then imagine you've got magical powers and a key magically appears. And you can let yourself free, that you don't, you're not at the mercy of somebody else. You don't have to wait for somebody else to do something in order for you to make a change in your life. And I mean, I could really feel it deep in my soul, that freedom, that feeling of being trapped for so long and not knowing what to do, or where to go, or feeling like you didn't have any options. And then all of a sudden, the door is blown wide open. And you really do have options. You really are able to make some permanent changes in your life and really, really create what you want. So yeah, I could totally.
Yeah.
That was good, wasn't it?
It was fabulous. It was really fabulous and so on point too. So on point. It's amazing how we don't even realize that we're the ones that can make our lives better, you know? And that's actually nice. That gives us a sense of control, because then it's not coming from the outside. Isn't that great? Because we can't control anything that's going on here, right? But we can control this to the best of our abilities, of course. So I love Metatron's message.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know I work with a great technique called Ho'oponopono, and it just brings to mind, you know, part of that technique is taking your power back. Part of that technique, I mean, it's just two simple phrases, thank you, I love you, and it activates and engages this beautiful, blessed healing and releasing of all these memories that are keeping us stuck. But what it also does is it takes you out of that blaming. It's because I have a house payment, I have to stay in this job. It's because my husband won't let me, I can't do blah, blah, blah. But it helps you understand and realize that those are just perceptions.
You exactly.
have many, many more choices than you're giving yourself credit for. You're having that limited blinder
view
of the world. Take off the blinders.
Yeah.
And Team Carrie had some great messages for us today. I took a few notes here. Choices are made from a place of freedom, and decisions are typically based on experiences you've had in the past. And so Team Terry talked a lot about decisions versus choices. And even if you take a look at those two words, that word choice seems to have a higher frequency. Even the word choice in and of itself is more expansive. When you take a look at that word decision, it does seem to be very heavy and a little bit more refrained, restricted.
Trapped,
yeah. And I was like, well, you know, because this was a new concept. I've never thought of those two words in those two different perspectives. And it was quite interesting when you let go of decisions, because decisions feel like something you have to do. I have to make a decision.
It's a have to,
I can't
right.
decide.
Yeah.
But a choice is just a completely different energy, a completely different perspective. Any thoughts on that? Because like I said, that was brand new.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as silly as this sounds, even at its most basic level, the word choice has one syllable and decision has decision, that's three syllables. So that's already harder to say. So, you know, that's already something easier. But I think, you know, I mean, there's also, well, there is such a thing as preference, right? So there are things that you prefer, which is totally fine. And that probably fits in somewhere in decision too, wouldn't you think? But a lot of times, it feels to me, when Team Terry was talking to me, that this decision is just really based on history, right? And history does have a tendency to repeat itself. So if you're feeling trapped or stuck, it's typically because you're doing the same thing, right? So you're not doing something different. So it felt to me that they were trying to say that if you don't make a decision and maybe you make a choice, you're coming from a different place, and therefore you're not acting from the past, and therefore that can help you get unstuck. So to me, that's kind of what it felt like to me. And I don't think I've ever been as Terry, regular, plain old human Terry. I don't think I ever really put that much thought into choice versus decision. You know, logical, rational, pragmatic, and analytical Terry is saying, well, preference has to fit somewhere in there too. And it does, because it does. We are, you know, the soul has preferences. But yeah, decision versus choice. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, and, you know, it really is a simple fact that choices are gifts. And that,
yeah,
the choice allows you to move forward. And when you're stuck, you're in that stagnated energy. And typically, when you're in that stuck place, it's about fear. Because, yeah, you know, we don't purposely stay stuck. I mean, you can feel
oh,
that.
Boy.
Yeah, you can feel that energy. But, and let's talk about that. Because I think that's something as well that came up, is that not making a decision is a decision. Not making a choice is a choice.
Yeah.
So when you are aware that you're stuck, I mean, certainly awareness is the first step. When you're aware that you don't like the reality that you're in at this moment, in that moment of awareness, you can choose to continue to stay where you've always been, or you can choose to step out of that and create a new reality for yourself. So, yeah, absolutely. Staying stuck is actually a choice.
Yeah. And that actually, if you think about it, that piggybacks on Metatron's message by saying you're the one that has control, right? And you're the one that has the key, the magic wand to open up that cage. So, you know, that's just something to consider too.
Yes, most definitely. So the energy this week is all about making a choice. And I know that's another thing that came up, is that this week, really think about your life, think about where you're at in your life and where you want to be. Think about maybe areas of your life that you're feeling stuck in, or just areas that you would like some changes. You would like to bring in a new energy or a new feeling. So whether it's taking more time for yourself, or it's not doing something you've always done, or you're really ready to leave that relationship, and this is the week.
Right.
This is the week to...
Yeah.
Allow freedom to move into your life in a bigger way. I know another thing that Metatron talked about is start where you're at. And I loved that he wasn't like, you know, if you're not feeling it in your relationship or you're not feeling it in your job, you don't have to stop right now and walk out the door. Start where you're at. Start small, but create a sacred space in your life where you feel free. So if you think about, Terry, can you think about different areas in your life where you, instead of doing a huge leap, you could like, okay, I could feel freedom here.
Yes, I sure can. I would love to say that I'm exempt, but I'm not. You know, being in this human container does not exempt me. But yeah, I mean, even something as simple as, let's say I want to, you know, feel better physically. So I have to make healthy choices, right? Even something, and if we're talking little teeny tiny steps, maybe it's even something like having an extra glass of water every day, you know? So, and again, it doesn't have to be big. It's tiny, tiny, tiny. So, so, you know, feeling physically healthier might be one of those, just saying, Julie, just saying, maybe. But, you know, yes.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I mean, one of the things that I try to do too is, because for so long, you know, I used to be a school teacher and it was go, 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 run, run, run. And I pushed through being sick. I pushed through being tired and it was just on, right, on, on. And one thing I've tried to be very adamant about in my, you know, life here as a psychic medium is sleep when you're tired. Sleep when you're tired. So sometimes I will take an afternoon nap and it feels so good. And I've been so busy. Like yesterday was a crazy busy day and I was starting to feel tired. And usually I really honor that. When I'm tired, I take either a 10-minute power nap or I rest for an hour, and it really is life-changing. But I was trying to power through yesterday, and then it just hit me at like 4:30, and it was strong and loud, sleep when you're tired, and I couldn't hardly keep my eyes open anymore. I had to go lay down.
Yeah. Well, you see, you know, a lot of times I think, because this just popped into my head, it's like sometimes we'll judge ourselves for taking care of ourselves, right? Like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this because A, B, C. So we should honor ourselves, right? Yeah. Look at the should on ourselves. So that's, you know, sometimes judgment can actually impede on, if you think about it, judgment can impede on our sense of freedom because all of a sudden we're restricting and confining ourselves to something how we think it ought to be or should be.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Because, and there again, we are judging ourselves. We're restricting our own choices. Yeah. We're restricting our own perception of freedom in our lives. And I know another interesting thing that Terry had mentioned was that the more that you make good choices in your life, the more that you choose and don't just continue on like, for myself, when I was feeling tired and I was trying to push through that, when I stopped and made that choice to honor my body, it felt so beautiful. But the one thing Terry had mentioned was that when you do that, you're creating pathways. You're creating neurons so that it becomes easier and easier. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what we are. We're electromagnetic beings. So we are literally electrically or electronically, I don't know, but in our brains, literally creating new neural pathways for a new way of thinking. And when you think new and different, you get new and different. And then that's law of attraction too, you know, from an energetic basic level. That's quantum physics right there, people.
Most definitely. Well, this is about the time where we do a free psychic reading, and I know we've got a few people over on Facebook that are looking for us, and they can't find us, and I apologize for that. For some reason, our Zoom platform is not allowing us to do our Facebook Live this morning, so we'll have to catch up with you on another day, but we do have that dial-in number. 1-202-570-7057. You can dial in, and I'm just checking my messages from Chris quickly to see if we have any callers, and we don't. So what we're going to do right now, Terry, is I'm going to go to the cards. I work with some angel cards, and I'm going to do just kind of a group reading because there is Perfect. An energy. There's a family that comes here that shows Absolutely. Up every week on Om Times Radio. And I know that we have people out there listening today. So this reading is for you, kind of a specific message from the angels. And we are in the month of February, which is all about love. It's my favorite month. I love this
love.
Month. My gosh. To have a national day where we celebrate love. Are you kidding me? That's so awesome.
We should have the Beatles, All You Need Is Love, playing right. in the background, yeah, yeah. you know.
Well, we're going to go with the romance deck today. So
nice.
Let's
Perfect.
See. What do you need to know about your romantic life for this week? And I'm just shuffling the cards quickly. For our group energy here, we've got a collective consciousness going. So whether you're coming in to listen to this after or you're with us live now, this is all for you. Oh, and this is a great card. Today.
Ooh, yeah.
This is the
I'll take
passion
it.
card. The passion card. Allow your heart and soul to sing with joy and with love. So this is so perfect with our, you know, theme for the week of freedom. Where is your energy best spent?
Yeah.
It is in allowing and finding and allowing those things that really bring passion into your life. But since this is February and this is all about love this month, I really want you to focus this week on your romantic relationships. And if you aren't in a romantic relationship, then I want you to romance yourself. I want you to romance yourself. So whether you buy yourself some flowers or some chocolate, or you indulge in that bubble bath tonight, I want you to find passion in your soul, in yourself, if it's with yourself, or if it's with a special someone in your life, I want you to infuse some passion in your life
that.
This week. Any thoughts on that?
You're so passionate.
I know. It's all over. Any psychic thoughts on that energy of passion, Terry?
Absolutely. You know, how do I explain this? It's like when you're feeling passion, to me, it also seems like you're being truly authentic with yourself. You are at your deepest core of pure joy and enjoyment, which I'm just going to go ahead and piggyback on our theme. When you're feeling authentic, that in itself is a sense of freedom. So passion can be one of the little arms, the subsects, or, you know, one of those little umbrella thing. I don't know. I can't talk right now. But anyways, it can be a part of freedom. So passion is fabulous and it's authentic, and that authenticity is freedom. So when you're in that moment, when you're feeling that passion, whether it's for yourself or for someone else, you are sensing freedom. That's what I think. That's what I feel.
Yeah, yep. Most definitely. And it's such a perfect card for this week, the first week of the month.
Wonderful.
Filled with love, blessings everywhere to everyone. All right. Well, we have just a couple minutes left. And Terry, do you have anything going on this month that you want to share with our audience?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of Facebook Lives coming up. I have one next Tuesday, so it's the day before Valentine's Day. That'll be at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and that's on my business page, which is Terry Huberman Intuitive Coach on Facebook. And I'll be with sound healer and psychic Rosa Raya. And then on Friday night, we're doing a Friday night, talking about passion. February 23rd, 8 p.m. will be a Facebook Live with the wonderful Paul Jasek, who is a fabulous tarot reader. And we often work together, and that's a lot of fun. So you can find both of those Facebook Lives on my Facebook page, which is Terry Huberman, Intuitive Coach. So I've got those things coming up, teaching classes here and there. Your best bet is just to either follow me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, or even check out my website.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Well,
yeah.
And we've got an encore of our Manifesting Mastermind group coming up February 12th, Monday, just next week. Wow. So we had such a beautiful time here with our meditations, our first month, that we've decided to come back. And now I'll be recording the meditation. So it'll be a 4-minute audio that you listen to every day. And then you post a comment so you can come in and out anytime during the day. There's no set time for that. And for this round, we're just asking for a love offering or a donation. So you can sign up for that or find out more information over on my website at juliegeigel.com. And then Susan and I have an exciting program coming up, the Spring Summer Lightworkers Mentorship Program. And this is a 4-week, four-session program. We'll meet from 3 to 5 every other Thursday beginning March 8th, from 3 to 5 Central Standard Time. And so if you've been with us before or haven't been with us before, we've been doing the Lightworker Mentorship Program now for the past year, and it's been pretty darn exciting. All right, well, I'm hearing my music in my ear, Terry, so we're going to wrap things up. I'm Julie Geigel.
All right.
I'm Terry Huberman. You've been listening to Angel Talk Tuesday. You can follow Angel Talk on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't yet gone to our Apple Podcast or YouTube and subscribe, rate, and review this episode, we truly appreciate that. And don't forget to join us next week for our latest energy forecast on Angel Talk Tuesday. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed day. Mwah! Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.